have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Welcome to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. We are so excited you are with us on today. Certainly God is good and his grace and mercy endure throughout all generations. I am so excited that we've made it to another week. of the Just For You podcast. If this is your first time listening in, or you're just stopping by, whatever the case may be, we give God all of the glory for who he is, what he's done, and what he's about to do. He is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I would love to share with you, if this is your first time listening in, what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually and naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truths embedded in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, guests that will inspire, and opportunities for serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace. That truly is what Just For You is all about. I'd like to welcome you again to the Just For You podcast and also give a shout out to our visionary and producer, Dr. Kimmy Kim. I love her so much, such an awesome woman of God, grateful that her vision has come to pass, that we are all able to partake of the gospel. God bless you and your family. I'd like to send a shout out to all of you, the listeners that listen in week by week or come in for a special guest, whatever. We welcome you and thank you for stopping by. I honor my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., and listen, I honor our guest of honor, who is the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our heavenly Abba Father. We welcome them to the podcast. Our special guests today are going to be Pastors Daryl and Donna Pointer. Welcome to them as well. Will you go with me before the throne of grace, before we have our exhortation, asking the Lord to come in, have his divine perfect will and way, and we will glorify him forevermore. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. We thank you for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you for every listener listening in, whether it is to the live or to the replay. We ask that you come in and have your divine will and way. Show yourself mighty and strong. Show yourself mighty and strong. May answers and clarity be given to those who are seeking your face, O God. We ask today that you save, heal, and deliver. We ask that you just have your divine will and way. There is none like you. We love you. We adore you. We appreciate you in our lives, oh God. And to that listeners that may not be saved, we ask that you save on today, that you heal on today, that you deliver on today, that you may get all of the glory. We certainly appreciate you for being in our midst on today. We pray for our special guests, Pastors Daryl and Donna Pointer. Lord, lead us, guide us, and direct us. Have your divine will and way. Forgive us all of our sins and give us hearts to forgive. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, thank you. Thank you again for joining in. We want to talk about today. You have already won. You've already won. And the Word of God is very specific in telling us that we are winners in his Word. Listen, if you don't know him, I'm telling you, there is a process and there is purpose in your life. To win, and this isn't a competition, this is the Word of God. It means that we are to press in towards the mark for the prize of the high calling. What does that mean? That means for us to give all that we have, our mind, body, spirit, and soul to him, for him to lead, guide, and direct us, that we may become all that he has purposed for us to be in our lives. And it is a choice. Amen. Today we're going to be studying from 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, and we're going to begin at the first verse. Amen. Hallelujah. And Elijah, and this is the King James Version, and Elijah the Tishbite, who was the inhabitants of Gilead, and unto Ahab, as the Lord God of Israel liveth, before whom I stand, there shall not be dew nor rain these years, but according to my word. And the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence, and turn thee eastward, and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And it shall be, hallelujah, that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee. So went and did according unto the word of the Lord, and he went and dwelt by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and fish in the morning, and bread and fish in the evening, and he drank of the brook. And it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up, because there had been no rain in the land. And the Lord, oh my God, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, arise, get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. Behold, I have commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. So he rose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, behold, the widow woman, hallelujah, was there gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And as she was going to fetch it, he called to her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thy hand. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in a barrel, and a little cruse, a little oil in a cruse. And behold, I am gathering two sticks that I may go in and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat and die. And Elijah said unto her, fear not, go and do as thou hast said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. For thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail, until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. And she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house did eat many days, and the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. And it came to pass after these things that the son of the woman, the mistress of the house, fell sick. And his sickness was so sore that there was no breath left in him. And she said unto Elijah, what have I to do with thee, O thou man of God? Art thou come unto me to call my sin to remembrance and to slay my son? And he said unto her, give me thy son. And he took him out of her bosom and carried him up into a loft where he abode and laid him upon his own bed. And he cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, hast thou also brought evil upon the widow with whom I sojourned by slaying her son? And he stretched himself upon the child, oh my God, three times, and cried unto the Lord and said, O Lord my God, I pray thee, let this child's soul come into him again. And the Lord heard the voice of Elijah, and the soul of the child came into him again, and he revived. And Elijah took the child and brought him down out of the chamber into the house and delivered him unto his mother. And Elijah said, see, thy son liveth. And the woman said to Elijah, now by this I know that thou art a man of God, and that the word of the Lord in thy mouth is truth. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and doers of his word. Listen, I want you today to know you've already won. If we look at this passage and we look at each verse and we hear what thus said the Lord, in this particular passage, the prophet Elijah was on a journey. And in his journey, what I love about God is that just like you and me, he has a way of meeting our needs. He's not going to send you on an assignment and not provide for you. He's not going to give you a purpose to do a thing and not lead you or instruct you. He was very specific when he talked to Elijah. He knew Elijah gave him his yes. He started on his journey, and this is for some of you that are just like the rest of us in the world. When you get a word from God, he may not give you all of the instructions at that time. It is predicated upon your yes. And when you say yes to the Lord, beautiful things begin to happen. Your relationship, your intimacy with God tells him what you think of him, the time you spend with him, the thoughts you have of him, your confessing about him is letting him know your place in the situation. So Elijah was on this journey. The Lord said to him, get thee hence in the third verse and turn thee eastward and hide thyself by the brook Cherith that is before Jordan. He gave him a specific place to be. I need someone to catch this. He gave them a specific place to be. Not only did he give them a specific place, he told them what to do, to hide them. It is imperative when God is speaking and we are following him to follow his instructions. No matter how it feels in our flesh, no matter what we think of it, no matter how insane it may feel, he is God and he knew. He had him to hide by the brook. Now, this is what blessed me. In the process of his obedience, he has commanded, the Bible says. He didn't ask a raven to come and feed him. He commanded them to feed him from the morning and in the evening. Why? Why is that important? Because God wouldn't send him on a journey and not be fulfilled. The irony of this passage blesses my soul, because as he was going, he was fed. But notice when he got to the widow's house, he was hungry again. Now, God has already commanded that he be fed in the morning and in the evening by the brook. Ha! But he had to leave the brook to get to his next destination. In the next destination, God, too, had already prepared. Have you noticed when there's something that God has assigned you to do, not only is he specific about it, not only does he give you directions to get there, but he will allow you to see it is time for a miracle. Miracles from him come from him. Miracles that are set up, he's already put in place and positioned people, circumstances, things that are needed, resources for you to get your miracle. Anytime the miracle is waiting on you, you've got to show up. So here Elijah comes on assignment to show up for the widow woman who was in need. She was at her wit's end. She had nothing else left but this. But then God says something so crazy, which is tell her to give him, the prophet, a morsel of bread and tell her to give you to eat. Now, can you imagine if it were you and your family and this is all you had and someone appeared to your door and said, I'm hungry, and you've got to make a decision. Do I help share what I have or do I give this to them knowing afterwards I'm not going to have anything? How many of us would say, yes, let me run to it? Those that hear the voice of the Lord would, without a shadow of doubt, would definitely, without a shadow of doubt, would definitely jump on it. Why? Because we recognize when God speaks and he answers someone, he's going to do exactly what he said. So this woman, can you imagine, in hesitation, but feels the presence of God, because something about you before you make a decision will allow you to know it's all right. So here she finds herself in this intense situation. She's got to give away what she knows she does not have, believing the prophet so that she can be blessed. When she was obedient to bless the prophet and to give him what thus saith the Lord. Remember, he didn't tell her what he wanted her to know. He was very specific to share with her that her house would not lack. Hallelujah. He was very specific with assuring her that this word would come to pass. In her obedience, she yields. She gives him what he asks. God does what he says, and now her house is fulfilled. Have you ever gotten there where you had a need, it was met, and then all of a sudden, it doesn't say how many years later, it doesn't say the time frame, but her son fell sick. And when he fell sick, can you imagine, you have done, I'm talking to someone today, you have done all you can do. You have given all you can give. And it seems as if there's a world of chaos around you. I want to encourage you like this widow woman. When she was obedient, did all that God commanded her to do, he would never ever break his promise. He would not promise her he would fulfill her needs of her household and then turn his back on her. He would never tell her it would be well with her and then she would not receive the promise. Her obedience opened the door for her next miracle that was waiting on her. What was this next miracle? A son that fell sick, a son near death, a son that literally passed out. And she couldn't understand after she had given to the prophet why this thing happened. Have you ever gotten to a place you couldn't understand why this thing happened after you've been obedient and served the Lord? But yet she went back to the prophet and she said to him that her son was sick. She even began to say, in other words, I'm going to use it in a paraphrase way, you just showed up at my door. Come into my home. I fed you by obedience, and now my child is sick. Is there something that you came here and something that was done to cause this hurt and this shame on my life? And I know at that moment the prophet had to go back to God, and the prophet had to say to him, I know you said me for me to tell her this. and this happened. What is it that you want me to do? And God, just like he is, he got a word in his spirit. He began to fulfill the work of the Lord, and the child yet liveth. Listen. There is some dead situations lurking around the body of Christ, lurking around our atmospheres, allowing the body to believe something's not going to live. I come to decree and declare to you on today, God will arise that thing that he promised you because he is God. He will never, ever make a promise that he won't keep. He will never put you in a position that you can't handle what he's saying he's going to do. He's going to do exactly what he said, when he said it, how he said it. Here's the thing you got to understand if you're in waiting. A day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. He said, wait, I say, on the Lord, but be of good courage. While you're waiting, while you're preparing, while you're expecting, know he's going to come through. Know that when your flesh lies to you and say, you know what? This ain't happened yet. It must be a lie. This is not going to work out the way you think it should. Blah, 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 blah. God is up to reminding the body that he is God and he makes no mistakes. He's going to open doors and he's going to close doors. He's going to give you exactly what he knows you need. The resources of heaven are unlimited. The resources of heaven make a way out of no way. The resources of heaven you have to just draw from. And you draw from it from being in relationship with him, calling upon him. I don't know about you, but if you have a bank account, you have access to your funding by your stipulations of what is around your bank account. You go in, yeah, God, ooh, I feel this. You write out your slip of withdrawal. You put your account number on that first thing. Then you go ahead and fill out the necessary information. Once you fill out the necessary information, you must sign for it. And then you hand it to your teller. Your teller then checks the account. Somebody better hear me today. It checks the account and they confirm whether the funding is there, and then they release the funding to you. In the body of Christ, when you come into the kingdom, your name is written in the book of life. In the book of life, it is checked before you enter into eternal life. It is checked that your name is there. The signature that is needed is by the blood of Jesus. And when the blood of Jesus is applied, you enter into eternal life. You enter into another realm. On the earth, when you receive the Lord Jesus Christ, he says that we can ask and it shall be given. Seek and we shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. If we follow biblical principle, we shall have what we say. It's in his timing. It's in his purpose. It's in his direction. It's in his power that we will get just what he says. This is what I want to encourage you to do on today. To wait, I say, on the Lord. Be of good courage. Recognize he's watching over you. He's watching over his promises. Angels are in position, ready to move at his command, just like the ravens. He will never, ever tell you he's going to come through and never show up. Will you be encouraged today to understand showing up and showing out is by his favor, his grace, and his mercy? He is Lord. He makes no mistakes. Even when we don't agree with heaven's administrative decisions, he's still going to be God. He's still going to look out for what's best for us. Do you know how much he loves you and cares about you? Do you recognize what has been done on your behalf that you may have life eternally? spiritually. You have joy. You have peace in the midst of chaos. He says, those that keep their mind stayed on him, Isaiah 26 and 3, he will keep them in perfect peace. Are you in perfect peace? Have you already won over your situation? Do you recognize connections with him, being a part of the vine, being a part of his love, being a part of his plan, yields you fruit you can't even imagine? I stopped by today to remind you how precious, how wonderful, how loved you are by him. I want you to know that there is nothing too hard for God. And know when the trials come in your life to destroy you, to distract you, to throw you off, remember the word of the Lord. You're going to need a word in this season. You're going to need a word in this season. And in this season, he's going to reveal his presence like never before. He said that he's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. Are you going to be in the number? Are you going to be found just like the bank account with your name in the book of life? If you don't know him, in all that we've heard, you've heard and you've been taught about, and maybe you said, Lord, I just walked away for a moment, I want you to know it's not too late. While the blood is still running warm in your veins, you have the ability and the choice to say yes to him. Saying yes to him will be the best decision you could ever make. Will be the best decision that you could ever make. If you are saved and you are in waiting, I am encouraging you to trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. Not in your flesh, not in your circumstances, not in your resources, but in the Lord, and watch him come through. Watch him show you he is with you. Watch him show you he covers you, as in Psalm 91. Watch him. Because if we've ever, ever needed the Lord, we sure do. Need him now. We need him. So I'm excited to know that there is none like him, that he hears, he answers, and he fulfills his word. I trust him. I believe him. And I know he'll never, ever lead me wrong. I pray this week's exhortation has encouraged you, has strengthened you, has given you hope for your situation, has given you peace in all that God is doing, that you can endure through your trials and your tribulations. Because just as sure as we're on this podcast and you can hear my voice, trials and tribulations will come. But if you already know, before you begin, you've already won in the kingdom. You won't be worried. You can rest in that. You can rest in the word of the Lord and know with confidence. Philippians 1 and 6, being confident of this very thing, he that hath begun a good work in you will perform. Form it until the day of Jesus Christ. He's going to do it. Do you trust him? I want to thank you for listening in on today. to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Rochelle Y. Wright, and for this exhortation of study in the 1 Kings, the 17th chapter. If you will and you didn't have your Bible, please go back and study it, read over it for yourself, hear the voice of the Lord and what he's personally speaking to you, that you may obtain that which he has told you. We thank God for you each and every week. We praise God for you being with us. And we thank God that he won't leave us or forsake us. He's such a wonderful God. He's such a great God. And he's able to do anything but fail. Able to do it. He will not fail us. So we thank you and we praise God for being with us on today. We have a very, very special guest in on the podcast today. They are wonderful, blessed people of God. We got to know them through our very dear sister, Apostle P.D. Westbrook, Dawn Westbrook. What a blessed and blessed woman of God she is. And we are extremely excited that she is such an example of love and joy, and I thank her for allowing us to meet this blessed couple of God. Without further ado, we'd like to introduce to some and present to others none other than our brother and sisters, Pastor Daryl and Pastor Donna Pointer. May God bless you on today. Hallelujah. Are you there? Hallelujah. Let me check and see what's going on. Hallelujah. God is so good. God is so good. He is amazing. We thank him, we thank him, we thank him, hallelujah, for being who he is and where he is, hallelujah. Hallelujah, are we there?
Praise the Lord. We're so sorry. Got our time mixed up.
Yes, no problem. Praise God. Praise God. I am so excited that you are on today. Again, we welcome you to the Just For You podcast with Pastor, hallelujah, Michelle Y. Wright, to the Just For You podcast. How are you all doing on today?
We are truly blessed, 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 and thank you so much for inviting us on. It's an honor, amen, to be on here with you today, and also just it's an honor to be before God's people. Thank you so much.
Well, praise God. We're excited that you're on and can be with us on today. Today we just finished talking about 1 Kings, the 17th chapter, where we're talking about Elijah, the Tishbite, and the widow woman. But before we go on, I want you to share with the listening audience what the name of your ministry is and tell them a little bit about you and your husband.
Praise the Lord. We are... the Voices of Living Waters Ministry, and we have a teleconference line to where we minister online. And it's a blessing because God has truly blessed us to go forth with God's people, and he sends whosoever will. And it's whosoever will come. And it's such a blessing because also all the what God has given us to do is to draw all men unto him. He said, iron sharpens iron. And believe it or not, it's a lot of ministers and apostles, preachers that come on most of the time that just need to be lifted up are encouraged, are, you know, restored, rebuilt, and that's what the Lord is using the ministry for right now, is just to build us up into this place where we need to be prepared for the coming things, and we need to be sharpened all over again so that we can stand on the word of God and not on what the world says, but what God says. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen. Greetings to you, my brother. God bless you as well.
We
thank you both for being on today. Certainly God is good, and
yes,
he is amazing in the lives of his people. You said something in your introduction that we are to be sharpened as iron, and iron sharpens iron. What does that mean in the body of Christ? Because we have a lot of people that hear that, but can you expound on that for a bit? You or your husband to share with, what does it mean that iron sharpens iron?
Mainly it just means the Christians sharpen one another by encouraging them with the word of God. That's what it means. We sharpen one another in keeping us instilled with their word of God. Not, you know, the in John, right after God said, preached, you know, but he so loved the world that he came into the world, you know, to say 3:16. And then he sat there and he said he didn't come in the world to condemn the world. So how do we have the right to condemn the world? We got to sharpen each other by encouraging each other with the word of God.
And loving one another.
Loving one another.
And that's that thing of restore. Sometimes we lose sight of what God has called us to do, and sometimes we get discouraged along the way. And so that's another thing of iron sharpening iron. You know, we build each other up by encouraging and loving one another, and, you know, and letting them know that it's okay when you fall down, but you got to get back up. You can't stay down. And so it's just the thing of just lifting each other up is what it is.
Amen. And that is so true, because as the body of Christ and those that are not saved, they're watching the body of Christ. They're watching our moves and what we say and what we do. And if we attract them with meanness and thinking this is the way that they're supposed to lead, the sternness, they tend to walk away. So love is predicated with the fact that when we show love, love begets love. And I love you guys because we share a lot of things in common. I want to talk about something next that is so crucial for people to understand. Do you think that God just uses the able body, those that are able to do what they need to do, how they need to do it, or does he love everyone enough that they have an opportunity and a choice to be able to serve him and serve him with gladness?
Amen.
He loves everyone. Whether you're a Christian or whether you're a sinner, he loves you. He loves everyone just that much.
Amen. I'd just like to do a scripture right now. It's in Matthew 18:8. I want to just do this one. It says, wherefore, if thy hand or thy foot offend thee, cut them off and cast them from thee. It is better for thee to enter into life halt or maimed, rather than having two hands and two feet to be cast into eternal fire. So regardless to the able body or what's going on with your body, it's not even all about that.
Come on.
It's about that spiritual walk that we have within ourselves, that spirit of God that lives in us, and that we're able to go past our infirmities. We are able to still minister the word of God, not worrying about whether we can walk, whether we can move our any arm, or even if we're blind, we can still, you know, give the word of God to God's people. You know, it's not, it doesn't matter, you know, what's going on in your body. Like my husband, I truly thank the Lord for this man of God. He continued to go forth after having a stroke, after not being able to move his left side of his body and in a wheelchair, but yet he's still proclaiming the word of God because he knows it's more than your ability to walk. It's more than your ability to move your limbs or to see, but it's all about the word of God, and it's about getting that word out and having joy doing it. And letting people know that even though I may not be able to walk like you walk, move like you move, but I can speak and I can tell you about the joy of the Lord. And he does this all the time with such joy and compassion. And it blesses me because it lets me know that I can't complain. I can't complain.
Come
and
on.
That's the thing that a lot of us do. We complain about even when we have the abilities of our limbs. We still find a way to complain and not convey with the word of God. And so when you see someone that is not able to do it and they're joyful and they're talking about the love of God and I'm still going forth in God, my God, that's encouraging in itself.
Amen.
Yes. And she's, Pastor John is right. There's two ways that people tell each other about the Lord. There's two ways. One is you tell somebody about the Lord in a loving way. Another way that we Christians get confused about telling somebody about the Lord is the controlling way, making them do right. You can't make them do right.
Amen.
You only
Come
can
on.
Tell them about the Lord.
Yes.
You know, give them an opportunity to do right by telling them about the Lord.
Yes,
don't get mad because they don't do what you want them to do.
Amen.
And walk away all upset. And, you know, you got to allow them to go ahead and hear, thus saith the Lord. Not thus say me, not thus say Pastor Donna, not thus say you. It's thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Amen.
And you know what's so beautiful about that is that, you know, in today's time, we're living in a time where we know Jesus is coming back. We know he is soon to return.
Yes.
The reason all of this is important is because so many people feel they have to be able to get this. And I don't know about you, but when we came up in the church, we didn't come up where we did and we were taught from the Word of God in certain like BTUs, whatever. The training aspect was, but the training aspect was to give you a foundation of the word to be able to understand how to share it. I know in today's time, and you all know in today's time, it is so important for us to show love. You can have 50 degrees, I'm going to say it.
Uh-huh.
You can have this building or that building, you can go here or there, but if the love isn't in place, then we don't get to see the fulfillment of who Jesus is. And the other part is, you said something that blessed me so much because we all know as couples, as when someone is in a different capacity in their body, I praise God that you made it perfectly clear that God will use who he wants to use. He will use who he wants to use if we allow him to. So that now makes it an even plain for everybody. Well, I can't come to God because I can't walk. Nope, not true. I can't come to God because I can't do this. Nope, not true. Because God has set before the people someone who can do it and is willing to do it, so that they can understand they can do it too. I love you guys so much. I want to talk about God bless you. What is it that God is calling for in these last days? You said it perfectly in your ministry. He's looking for the whosoever will. Does that mean just the church? God, I need you all to talk to me today. Is that just the church people? Is it just people that know his name? Who is he looking for when he's calling for the whosoever will?
He's looking for anybody and everybody. He's looking for the righteous as well as the unrighteous.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking for anybody. that would serve him. And let me say that, repeat that again, that will serve him. It's what he's looking for. Now,
I'm
so glad you said that, because we're doing a study today after this Bible study. And our Bible study is going to be about Romans, the first chapter, starting from verse 18 on to 32. And it talks about all the corruptedness of the earth. And that's in the, and Romans, the letter was inspired by Paul from Jesus Christ to send this letter to the Christians, you know, to the Roman Christian. Now let me tell you how much God loved the Romans so much. You know, the Romans were the ones the ones who killed Jesus, okay?
Yeah.
No, it was the Jews.
The Jews did, but it was then done in Rome. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they had the best of persecuting people.
Mm-hmm.
They had the best. So they did, you know, when they beat Jesus, then they did everything. They had the best trained to do, you know, to do what they want to do to the people. So the Romans did. So now the Romans, now Paul writing a letter to them, are Christians now. So therefore he called them into Christianity now, you know, from persecuting Jesus to Christianity now.
Yes.
So therefore there was, you know, isn't that amazing that Jesus loved them just that much?
Mm.
That's amazing.
Isn't it amazing that he saved Paul and sent him back to the people that he once was sitting with you? I love that you all are teaching on that, because there are so many nuggets there. Because guess what? We knew, and they talk about thugs today. Paul was so hardcore, he waited on the Christians. He was just waiting to tear them down and to beat them up and do the things he did.
That's right.
But blessing is, like you said, this is something people need to be aware of. Here's a note for them. He may send you back to the same people. And it is a prerequisite, because he said that we're to believe in our heart, right, and confess with our mouth that he is Lord.
Yes.
So the same people you hang around, the ones that caused you to sin, well, not caused you, but you chose to sin with, you're going to have to confess him as Lord before those people.
Yes.
So I love that.
Yes.
I love that.
Yes.
That's so important. Yes.
And what I want to say is this, that it doesn't matter what you did, whether you're a Christian or whether you're non-Christian. It doesn't matter what you did.
Yes,
you know who wants it? You know, Jesus wants it. Anything that you have did, whatever you did, you can sit there and say, well, Pastor, you just don't know. I did. You just don't know what I did. I just can't say. It doesn't matter. He wants it. He's the only one who can destroy it. He's the only one who can destroy it, who can deliver it, who can heal it. He's the only one. He wants it. He wants all that, you know, whatever the nastiness that's inside of you. He wants it. He wants it. He can take it. That's what he came for. He can't take that what's in us, because he knows what's in us, but he wants it. So don't sit up there and say, well, wait till I get myself together. Then I'm you're fooling yourself. The devil's got you fooled. You will not, you can't get yourself together. If you can get yourself together, then you don't need Jesus. You need him to get you together.
Amen. And I just wanted to read in Matthew 18:14, it says, even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones shall perish. God don't want none of us to perish.
That's
His word is to whosoever will, who will open up, who will hear. He that has an ear, He says, let him hear. And that's the thing. Mm-hmm. God wants all of us to be saved. He will for no man to perish. And that's something we were talking to a couple about, and they were Jehovah's Witnesses. And they were talking about there was no hell. And there is a hell. And her husband came back at me. He said, but God is just. God is good. God, yes, God is all of that. Yes, he is. And he didn't design hell for man. He designed it for the devil and his fallen angels. That's what he designed it for. But the thing is, he gave every man a free will to choose right or wrong.
Yes, ma'am.
And if we choose wrong, it's only two things we can do. If we choose wrong, then we follow the path of the devil. If we choose right, we follow the path of God. And so there's only two places, heaven and hell. There is no other place in between. And so you either go to one or the other, but he gave you that free will to choose right or wrong. Every day we wake up, it's life and death before us every day. Which will you choose? Will you choose to live or will you choose to die? My God is before you every day. And the sovereign God that we serve, he give us mercy every day. Every day you wake up and you open those eyes, that's a new day of mercy that God has given you to do it again. If you didn't do it right yesterday, you can do it right today. Amen. He's given you that will, that free will to choose whom you will serve.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. What a blessing it is to know we have a choice. Listen, we're coming to the close of the podcast. We want to make sure that the listening audience knows how to contact you and to be able to listen in to the Bible studies and the word and the services that you have. Would you share with them how they can contact you directly?
Sure.
Truly, amen. As we said, this is the Voices of Living Waters Ministry via telecom. Our phone number is 551-240-6983. Again, that's 551-240-6983. And this is all you have to do is call in. Amen. And our time is 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if you get a chance to come in and join us, amen, you're welcome, welcome, welcome. Amen. Anybody who wants to call in, it says, like the word says, whosoever will. If you will
yes,
to do mm-hmm. so, come on in. You're welcome. Amen.
Amen. And this is what kingdom building is all about. We want to thank you
Amen.
All for coming on. We have to do it again. I thank God for you. I thank God for the ministry God has given you. I believe in these last days, from the fruit of your labor, he's going to bless. And guess what? It's all about souls. And as we are building the kingdom of God, as the body of Christ, he gets all the glory. So I thank you
Amen.
For your humble spirit. I thank you
yes,
guys for your ministry. And I know he has yet more in store for you all. And I thank God for you on today.
Amen. God bless you, woman of God, and the man of God as well. We
yes,
truly thank
we
you for inviting us. And it's an honor
Amen.
To be on here with you all. We love you so much. And it's so amazing because it's that love, even though we have never seen face to face, we
Amen.
Still can say we love you because our spirit
mm-hmm.
recognizes who we are, spirit to spirit. We love you, precious woman of God. God bless you, bless you, bless you.
God bless you all. Listen, listening audience, I am asking for those of you that will, please take that invitation seriously. They are wonderful, blessed people of God that are doing a great and a mighty work. And listen, if you're looking for God to just infill you with his presence, please, please pray. Don't just say to yourself today, oh, well, I heard the podcast. I'm just going to go on and go back to living the way you are. God has a plan for your life, and you want what the Bible says in John 10 and 10, that he came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. Now, let me warn you, up above, it says, but the thief came to kill, steal, and destroy. I want to close out before we give our announcements with these two scriptures to help you make a decision in 1 Corinthians, the 4th chapter, the 19th and the 20th verse. It says, "But I will come to you shortly, if the Lord will, and will know not the speech of them," that's 19, "which are puffed up, but the power." 20, "For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power." 21, "What will ye? Shall I come unto you with a rod or love in the spirit and meekness of meekness?" Listen, we have a choice how we're going to see God. We have a choice in when he calls our name or if he appears and we are still here. He wants you to be ready. This is an urgency going out into the world that he wants you to be ready. And when you say yes to him, you are secured, as we taught in the exhortation today. You are secured in eternal life. I pray that you will make that decision on today. If you haven't, if you walked away, that you come and draw nigh to him, and he will draw nigh to you. Listen, as I said, we're coming to the close of another podcast. I want you to know we have some announcements. I am super excited that our Elation family is going to be together soon for a gospel explosion. I'm
Hallelujah. Thank you. So excited.
We have artists that will be coming in, and for those of you who enjoy gospel rap, listen, God can use who he want to use the way he wants to use them. I would encourage that you come out and support at 14550 New Halls Ferry Road, none other than the messenger, Pastor Low Curry. He will be in the house. Our brother David Benton, he's traveling in to be with our Elation family, with Low Curry. There are other artists that will be there. And listen, let me give you a little sneak peek. They'll be on next week. So you'll get to hear from them and the heart of what's going to take place in the gospel explosion. It will be October 9th, 2021 at 6 p.m. in the evening. We bless God for our visionary, Dr. Kimmy Kim, none other than Kimmy Kim, who is so gracious and loving and supportive of the work of God. Listen, I want you to know, if this is your birthday month, the month of September, we celebrate you. We want you to know, happy, blessed birthday. Not just happy birthday, but happy, blessed birthday. Perhaps you're having a baby. Maybe you've gotten married. Maybe there's some other accomplishment that's taking place. We want you to know it here, and just for you, we are celebrating you. We also want you to know we know there are times when trials and tribulations and things occur that we need the Lord even the more. We want you to know we are praying for you. We don't just say it, we actually do it, because we recognize there is power in prayer. So know that when you inbox, when you say, "Hey, pray for me," we are praying for you. I also want you to know that if you're in a state of need, we have organizations in our area that are there to support you in what you're going through. United Way is one of our organizations in our area, and they will be glad to take your call. You can reach them at 211. Urban League St. Louis.org is another organization with various programs and rental, different things that are available for you. And if you will call them, or you can look them up on the computer, if you are computer savvy, you can look them up at ulstl.org. God has a plan for you. I don't want you to miss it. He's hearing your cry. He's hearing you when you're asking him to move on your behalf. Also, if you'd like to contact me personally, Pastor Michelle Y. Wright, you can look me up on Facebook under M-I-C-H-E-L-E. Our last name is Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T. I married Mr. Wright. Now, that's a whole nother story. That's a beautiful thing, but the last name is W-R-I-G-H-T on LinkedIn, the same name. On Instagram is His Blessed Girl 7. I have been extremely excited about today's podcast. Thank you, listeners, for listening in. May God bless you. May he keep you. We always pray out. And I want you to know, don't get weary in well-doing, for in due season you shall reap if you faint not. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for my husband. I thank you for the listeners. I thank you, oh God, for coming in and doing just what you said you would do. I thank you for hearing and answering the prayers of your people. I thank you for our special guests, Pastors Daryl and Donna Porter. I thank you, oh God, that you don't forget the promises you make to your people. You're always on time, even when time seems like it's running out. You're always working miracles, even in today's time. You want us to know you are still the healer. You are still the deliverer, and you make no mistakes. And God, will you heal the heart of those that have lost loved ones, that are crying, that are weeping? They are hurting, oh God. Touch today that they may know you are with them. You won't fail them. You won't desert them, that they can depend on you. Would you touch the person in the hospital bed that has been given their last negative report? They look to the hills from whence cometh their help. They can know their help is going to come from you, the Lord thy God. Will you remember the homeless that have no place to lay their hand, those that are wandering, those that need you, and for whatever reason, they are in the condition of being homeless. God, would you touch from heaven and continue to feed them, continue to take care of them, continue to walk with them, continue to wrap your arms around them that they may know there is a God. Would you continue to hear that voice that said, Lord, I need you. Maybe they don't know you. Maybe they're trying to get to know you. Would you listen and hear their prayer, oh God, that they may come into the body of Christ, and that they may live eternally. And would you continue to take care of every pastor, every evangelist, every prophet, every teacher? Would you continue to take care of all of the body of Christ, whether they got a title or not, oh God, because we're all depending on you. We're all trusting in you, and we believe you're going to do just what you said. And Father, bless the president of these United States. Bless the world leaders at the table. Bless those countries being persecuted by you. You see it all. God, in every spoken and unspoken request, please hear them on today. We ask that you forgive us of our sins, and we forgive others. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Thank you again for listening to the Just For You podcast with Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. I want you to know we're here on every Wednesday, Lord willing, and the time for us is 5:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Elation Radio. We also want you to know we're praying for you. And until next time, may God bless you, keep you, cause his face to shine upon you. Until we meet again in the spirit of love, God bless you. This has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright, and thank you for listening in. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Yes, Lord. We need you. Hallelujah.
They hate and they point, they talking. I won't fall back, I'm still walking. My head to the sky, and I promise gonna keep on.
Hallelujah.
They hating, they growing, they talking. And I won't fall back, I still walk in. My head to the sky, and I promise gonna keep on. The pew, searching for my purpose, okay. The preacher on fire, got me focused in the service. He said, blessed the man, I'm pressing through the fire. It sees I'm falling back, but I know I'm going higher. Favor don't look like favor, look like a dead end. You preaching today, sir, please say it again. Faith is what we hope for, speaking to existence. At times I feel lost, feels like I'm out of position. Then my mind starts racing, thinking about David and how he had one stone and dropped him to the pavement. Now I hear the word, how Joseph was abandoned, and even though he fell, his faith was still standing. I'ma toughen up and walk the miles that he chose. He done told me in the den, but your mouth will be closed. The word on fire, the anointing, I can hear it. I'm sitting in this role and I can feel his Holy Spirit. They hate and they pouring, they talking. I won't fall back, I'm still walking. My head to the sky and I promise gonna keep on. Won't get me, cause the Lord already saved me. I'm clutching on his grace, embracing all that he gave me. At times I get weary, the storm means I'm tested. I ask to be purged just in case I got infected. Before I came in, I was listening to church. He said we got the victory, I'm healed from the hurt. I started feeling good, but wouldn't it last throughout the week? Pastor, I'm being real, it's the truth that I speak. I'm called to be chosen, I'm called to be great. But I'm wrapped up in his flesh and my faith begins to break. Then I remember about James 1:12 and how we serve the one and his name never fails. I hear the altar call, yeah, he pulling on my soul. I'm feeling recharged, now it's back on my pose. Was weak for a minute, but greater is he. Now I'm walking in my purpose and his favor on me. They hate and they pouring, they talking. And I won't fall back, I'm still walking. My head to the sky and I promise gonna keep on. They hate and they growing, they talking. And I won't fall back, I'm still walking. My head to the sky and I promise gonna keep on. They hate and they growing, they talking. And I won't fall back, I'm still walking. My head to the sky and I promise gonna keep on. They hate and they growing, they talking. And I won't fall back, I'm still walking. My head to the sky and I promise gonna keep on.